I like character-driven songs. I can, you know, get into the mind of a character and maybe explore some things that I find interesting.
Andy Havens has been writing songs since he was 14 years old. That's long enough for him to know what he's after when he sets out to write.
I might read something or something catches my eye, like, well, especially people that I know and relationships that I either been in or I have been observing, you know, and it's usually the more dysfunctional ones that, you know, attract me more than, you know, the mundane. You know, I'm more, the grotesque is more interesting to write about.
For this episode of Soundcheck, we're going to take a look at three of Haven's songs and how the characters take center stage. The song Fighter Pilot, off his self-titled debut solo album, explores the demise of Haven's real-life marriage. This recording features Christy Meredith on vocals.
You know, it's really based on, one of my past relationships that I have sort of visualized as a fight between two World War I fighter pilots in a dogfight.
Some of his songs have autobiographical qualities, but a lot of it is fictionalized.
It's dramatized, dramatization of bits of reality, maybe. Some of them are fiction, pure fiction. My mother doesn't believe me. You know, she heard the second album, and her comment was, "Very honest, Andy, you're very honest." So.
Love Bomber, a song off of Haven's second album, Strong and Divine, looks at a relationship he observed in a friend. The title term is a tactic that abusive narcissists use to manipulate relationships. They show extreme affection and love to their victims in order to make gains, such as tapping into the victim's finances, as in this example.
You know, you can be married to them, you can share finances with them, you can have a baby with them, love them unconditionally, and then you can also just really hate them, you know, so much that you want to do them harm. The extremes are incredible to me, and so I always wonder, you know, if that's maybe two sides of the same coin, maybe they're the same emotion.
Our last stop on this character journey takes us to outer space. Mindy in Space is Haven's latest release and draws inspiration from a variety of sources.
I had been listening to Caravan, Duke Ellington's Caravan at the time, and I Duke Ellington's great. But I was fascinated by all the different versions of Caravan that were out there.
Also on his mind was the idea that sometimes people forget the value of what they already have. That you can search the whole world over for something better, but the best thing is often right here at home. Combine all of this with the real-life Mindy, Mindy Kilgore, and you've got a song. Kilgore is a local model and friend of Haven's. While Haven's was brewing the song, she showed up in an R2-D2 t-shirt, and he decided to put Mindy and the song in space.
She's on planet Earth, and then she leaves for a voyage looking for something better. And she's disillusioned with the Earth and the Earthlings and everything. So, but she realizes in the end she has a turnaround, and she comes back home.
Through characters, Andy Havens can explore any human emotion. These characters then give us, the listener, the chance to explore emotions and ideas that might be unfamiliar to us. Or they might be the most familiar. Thanks for tuning in to Soundcheck. I'm Jess Belisle.